Satan. Here he comes. Depression. Indebtedness. Marital strife. Childlessness. The death of a loved one. Parishioners that ignore God's faithful servant. Pastors who ignore their call to serve. Horoscopes. The unwanted child and its perceived embarrassment. Bearing a false witness. Seeking the call with the big bucks. Satan. Here he comes. Grievous troubles. They're all around us, as the psalmist says, as we just spoke together. Sinning. Left and right. It's all there. Your enemy sins. I mean, every place you go, you can't hide. You can't run from it. It's there. We're chased by enemies that we know. We're chased by enemies that we don't know. Hey, all you have to do is turn to yourself. Solve your own grievous problems. All you have to do is go to Barnes & Noble or Library Limited or the drugstore or Kmart or Walmart. Buy some of these self-help books. It's all laid out for you. You can do this. Pop a quarter into the little machines at Walmart and some of these other places that you find in the shopping malls so that you can get the horoscope and read. This is kind of what you need to do to solve your problems. Check with the palm readers. Where are the crystals around the neck? Get one with nature. Pop the cork on a Jack Daniels. Drown your sorrows. Solve your pastoral heartburn with your parishioners by becoming a swivel chair pastor with your eyes fixed on your computer screen and ignoring the sinking souls in the parish and the people that you serve. Run from it. Ignore it. Fight back. Go after them. To those people who would say to you that you're an uncaring pastor, you're an uncaring seminarian, you're an uncaring professor, you're an uncaring DCE, you're an uncaring missionary, you're just an uncaring Christian. Satan, sin, it knocks you down. It turns you to your own self-made power for living in this moralistic Wizard of Oz of the sin-filled world and the powers of the dark world. Well, you know, all you have to do, click your heels together and restore thyself. The psalmist is troubled. The psalmist is vexed. He's sinful. He's being chased by enemies. He's in a lot of trouble. We, every day, isn't it true, we are in incredibly desperate situations? And by our old sinful nature, I mean, there's only one place to go, and that's to ourselves. We can solve it. We can deal with it. We can do our own thing. We can kind of jump back, you know, into yesteryear. It seems to me in yesteryear, sin was still there. But we can go back. I mean, where are you going to hide? You lock yourself in a closet? Well, sin can't get in there. Satan's not going to bother me here. I just won't go out and deal with this stuff anymore. But our sin is exposed by the law. It accuses us. We're knocked down. Every day, we get knocked down. But not out. But not out. We are dashed to the ground. We're dashed to the ground, but we're not really smashed to pieces. The psalmist was dashed to the ground, vexed, but not smashed to pieces. Because of the Christ of Calvary, who for our sake, who was knocked down by Satan, but not out, dashed to the ground, but not smashed, because of this Christ of Calvary, who died and rose victorious, knocking out Satan, dashing him to the ground, and smashing him into hellish pieces. We lift our hands and our hearts and our parched souls in thanksgiving, as the psalmist did, for he alone, Yahweh, he alone is the one who delivers us with steadfast love and righteousness. This Christ in the bread and the wine, this Christ in water, word, delivers on his promise. He delivers. Delivers us from sin, from death, from the power of the devil. He brings us out of our troubled and depressing life and seemingly hopeless life of all of these grievous troubles that are everywhere, even here at Concordia Seminary. Because already some of the new graduates called and ordained servants of the Word and those vicars who have received their first assignments are troubled. They're troubled. I know what I need to do. And then, of course, first-year seminary students are troubled and vexed by the vicissitudes of seminary studies. And certainly for some time, to be sure, pastors and many of the missionaries who have been here on campus and working hard and training for what God would have them to do, they too are troubled by the lack of concern that they see in so many people regarding the call to plant the seed and to water it. We cannot solve or keep ourselves from these troubled waters and all of the vexing, sinful troubles that meet us at every turn. We cannot do this on our own merits, as the psalmist writes. Yeah, although we find ourselves, there's no doubt about it, we find ourselves knocked down. Knocked down, all the time, knocked down. We're not out. We have been lifted up, for we cannot lift ourselves. We have been lifted up by he who was lifted up on the dead tree and raised from that stone cold tomb for the forgiveness of our sins. As the psalmist says, "For thy name's sake, O Lord, preserve my life. In thy righteousness, bring me out of trouble. And in thy steadfast love, cut off my enemies and destroy all my adversaries, for I am thy servant, Christ." Christ is here. He comes through the means of grace that we may have life and have it abundantly. So whereas all kinds of life's troubles tempt us to sin and they drag us away down into this pit of separation from the God of steadfast love, Christ Jesus, Christ Jesus, Yahweh, Christ Jesus, true God and true man, restores us by his grace. Amen. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding, keep in your minds in Christ Jesus.